You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about living with grief.
Profound loss has a way of never going away. Writer Amy Fleury moves through her grief on her family's land, where she often thinks about her late son and her own mortality. She shared the following story at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
As Derek, my then fiancé, drove us across the bridge at Hudson, the piney woods we passed were etched against the gloaming sky. Once we crossed into Dunn County, I was delighted to approach, through the stands of eastern white pine, a picturesque farmstead with a cozy house that Derek's late granddad had built himself, a red barn and a couple silos. All nestled in 450 acres of the family farm, whose trees would become lumber. In the freshness of morning, we bundled up and Derek led me by my mittened hand on some of the farm's woodland trails. He loved this farm he'd been visiting since childhood, first to visit his grandparents and then his own folks who had retired there. He shared with me that he hoped to call it home one day. He and his late wife, Lisa, had even chosen to be married in Menominee. We hiked through old snow on what would have been their 15th wedding anniversary. When we came off the trail, Derek showed me the maple under which Lisa's ashes were buried. We visited the farm once more before we were married, and then it would be over 3 years before we could return. We were blessed with a son, Graham, who lived and died in a pediatric hospital in Texas, and that kept us away. 7 years later, we sold our house and made the move north. We wanted to be closer to family and to learn how to care for the tree farm as we would one day be stewards of it. The only piece of real estate we now own is a plot in Lake Menominee's Evergreen Cemetery. We purchased it in the zombified days of early grief, a time when I felt simultaneously skinless and numb after the death of our 2.5-year-old son. It's when I had not yet realized it would be acceptable to keep Graham's urn near us, that we need not yet abandon it under the pine needles and snow. A truth that dazzled me gradually was that there would be no one to visit our grave. At best, someone might pass by and wonder at the curious configuration of our dates, an almost pioneer-like starkness with the early death of a first wife, a midlife marriage, and the loss of a young child. Perhaps the better course, in the end, is for our ashes to be sifted together, a bone meal supplying nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus, spread to nourish a mighty pine, or many. Some brisk morning, a family might walk among those trees. May their joy in existing together in this place be evergreen.
Amy Fleury shared that piece, Evergreen, at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear her full story and learn why she wanted to talk about grief on stage, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.